When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and I think David also illustrates something that I've mused over for over a decade now. There's a good case to be made that he inherited the skills, was taught the skills to actually bring one of these things down. It's not really a mark of braggadocio, but rather his resume. God was in charge and supporting his own champion here, but there's still the boots on the ground matter of actually engaging these things in battle. And it always made sense to me that you would want to do it in, typically, not in this case, but you would want to do it in numbers. Consequently, that also illustrates the supernatural victory that takes place here eventually. But typically, you would want to do that in squadrons, and you would want to start with distance weapons. Well, what does David use? He uses what he's been using the whole time. He's using a sling. There's strategic analysis to be done here as well, in terms of how not only Israelites in that generation, but in previous generations, would have gone about actually fighting giants.
Judd Week is in full effect. We promised 2 episodes with Dr. Judd Burton this week. His week to raise awareness and funds for his medical expenses. Judd's been through some hard times medically the last few years. He got trapped in a facility, and we're trying to get him out. And the Blurry community has rallied around him. We've raised over $35,000 in a few days. Thank you so much to everyone out there who listens to this podcast and cares enough about the guests and what we're doing here to help a friend out. Judd has become a close friend of ours, and over the years we've done many shows together, so it's just cool to see all you guys out there loving on Judd and supporting him. And if you want to pick up a t-shirt, there's still some time left to pick up an exclusive Dr. Judd Burton shirt, and all those proceeds go to help him, and you guys have just been incredible. Click the flyer on our website, and it'll take you to his GoFundMe if you feel inclined to participate and help him hit some of his goals this year. And that's what I love about this podcast, is so much more than just two guys talking. We've created this community, and you guys want events and you want all these things, and it's fun to hang out with you guys. And speaking of membership, this is a members only episode. You get access to this and almost 60 episodes that have not been released. So if you like what we do here, and this is how we sort of support the podcast, blurrycreatures.com/members. BlurryCon is happening October 31st to November 1st. If you want to get tickets to that, the only way is to become a member. Last year, the members bought all the tickets, and this year, I have a feeling it's going to be the same. So if you want to become a member of the show and get a chance to get tickets to any events, get exclusive chats with other members, members-only episodes, and special events with digital events with guests like Ali Siadatin coming up. The membership is more than worth your time, and just a couple bucks a month. So head over there, blurrycreatures.com/members. Get access, and let's get Judd on this one. Thank you guys so much for supporting what we do, supporting Dr. Judd, and just being the best listeners a couple podcasters could ever imagine. Thank you.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub.
And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.